Fayetteville Wolves play right here. Welcome to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network and the Radio Alabama Sports pregame show. Sponsored in part by Alta Point, Coosa Valley Medical Center, Brown Heating and Cooling, Toyota of Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Allen Oil Company of Sylacauga, Donahue Physical Therapy, Edward Jones agent Jesse Gum, Alabama District 33 State Representative Ben Robbins, Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce, Coosa Valley Recycling, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, Another Level Cards, Omya, Atkinson Homes, Marble City Pharmacy, Van Sant Hardware, Sycamore Federal Credit Union, Wharf Casual Seafood, Fair to Midland Gifts and Boutiques, Broadway Spinal Care, First Bank of Alabama, Coosa Valley MRI, and Sylacauga Pediatrics.
Welcome in to the Wolves Den here, the final edition from Blake Bagley and Jacob Bassett this basketball season, as the Wolves get ready to host the visiting Victory Christian Lions. And this is senior night, just got done with festivities, and girls lost a heartbreaker earlier, and boys looking to get back in the win column here.
Yeah, and last time these teams played, it was a landslide victory for the Lions. And, you know, hopefully, I think the boys' team has gotten better since that game. I mean, we're still making mistakes. And, you know, with area play just around the corner, we can't have that tonight.
Yeah, no, we can. And the Wolves team has not primed themselves for a top two position. So they will have to win in the area tournament in order to get to the playoffs. So that's starting to build momentum. That starts here tonight.
Yeah, and that area game will be Friday. And tonight we take on another 1A team. I'm not sure what area they're from, but you got to think that they're a 1 or a 2 team, because they're a pretty decent basketball club. They got shooters. They got rebounders. And, you know, we're just going to have to find answers for those as the night progresses.
Yeah, that we are. We're going to play good, solid, clean ball in order to get them a win on senior night. As we've got, I believe it's 4 seniors on this basketball squad: Landon Thomas, Aiden Blair, Brennan Marlin, and Braden Liner.
As we celebrated those seniors between games, and this will be the last time for the boys anyways in person that we'll call them in a Fayetteville uniform.
Do I know?
This will be the last time we call them in a Fayetteville uniform.
Yeah, that it will be. And next time we'll see them, they'll have to be halftime guests because they won't be on the court anymore.
Yeah. There is ways around we're going to be able to call them Friday. I'll run that by you at some time we get a break this evening. Excited about that opportunity and excited about this game, Blake.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a good game tonight. I think the boys are hungry. And how many is this that they've lost in a row?
4 or 5.
Yeah, they're looking to get back in the win column before a must-win on Friday. So I think we'll see an inspired effort tonight from them.
And, you know, this is a rivalry not only on the basketball court, but it spills over from football. You know, these two teams have a long traditional rivalry with each other. And when you add that word rivalry to a game, it just builds that intensity up that much more.
Yeah, it means a lot more whenever you add that rivalry to it. And I remember when we were in Pell City back earlier this year, a kid had a brain fart for a penalty, and Coach Matt Griff, he decided to call timeout just so he could chew the kid out. And I was like, I respect that guy.
And he's in the house tonight.
Oh, he is. He's in the house. Okay.
Yeah, he's over there right across the way talking to some of his old Sylacauga folks. And starting lineups, Blake, I'll go over those as they're about to be called. For the Lions, you have Mason Lee, Chase Pond, Daryl Talley, Caleb McMurray, and Caden Wilson. For us, you have Jet Liner, Aiden Blair, Brennan Marlin, Braden Liner, and Landon Thomas. So your 4 seniors are starting.
That's a good lineup for them to go out on, and looks like they'll get ready to announce the starters here.
But most importantly, welcome back
Oh, man, I'm glad to be back. Bear with me tonight because I do have a slight cough still. But,
I do, too.
I was down bad last week, and I was unfortunately unable to be here. But it was a rough week, and I'm just glad to be back.
Yeah, I didn't get mine until, fortunately, after the game I called last week. And Friday and Saturday was really rough. You know, I'm starting to get over, you know, when you get over that sickness, you get that residual cough at the end of it. I think that's what we're both going through.
Yeah, I mean, both my kids, they had the flu, and fortunately they're better now. But, man, I had something, and I go to the doctor, I tested negative for everything, and, you know, they gave me an inhaler, some cough syrup, and antibiotics, so it seems to be doing the trick.
I had an unplanned four-day weekend because I took Thursday off, thanks to Sleeping Giant coming out and fixing my heating issue, and then Friday morning I had to call into work because, man, I wasn't feeling good. And the whole weekend, it was just, I was in the recliner most of the weekend.
That was me, man. The worst part about going back to work yesterday was not getting a nap with the kids.
Yeah. Even though I was out, Kenley still had to go to school, but I had my fur child at the house with me, so she stayed in my lap most of the weekend.
All day. Jetliner's name's called for the starting lineup. Followed by Aiden Blair. Brennan Marlin.
At guard, a senior, wearing number four.
Braden Liner. And last but certainly not least, Landon Thomas.
And at guard, a senior, wearing number 12, Landon Thomas.
And speaking of Landon Thomas, real quick, congratulations to him. Going to play football at the next level at Bethel University over in Jackson, Mississippi. He signed this week. Pretty sure there will be a signing day or something coming soon.
Man, yeah, congratulations to those guys. We got a lot of guys signed and out of this class, more than I can remember, Jacob.
Yeah, a lot of athletes in this class, you know, with Brenton Cantrell and Ethan Jones signing baseball. Brandon Marlin just signed a basketball deal at Huntington.
Mm-hmm.
Landon with the football scholarship he just signed. So a couple of more still have yet to make their decisions made. We're ready to go.
Braden Liner with the jump, and he wins the jump, but the Lions get the ball, and they look to almost score first, but then a blocked steal there by Brennan Marlin will bring it back the other way. He's got the ball, dished to the corner. Back up top to Marlin. Marlin, great pass across the middle to Braden Liner, who shoots it, and is soft off, and rebounded by Thomas, puts it back, no good, coming the other way. Lions looking to go fast, and foul drawn right there by number three for the Lions.
That'll be Jets first.
So Mason Lee is going to draw the foul, but it's going to be on the floor. It's going to go back to Lee, fakes the three, shifts over, fires another three, bang, it's good. Braden Liner with the ball up the court with the pass to Aiden Blair, who gets it back to Liner. Liner's going to drive. He's going to pass. Brennan Marlin loses it, gets it back out to Jet Liner now to Brennan Marlin. Jet's going to set things back up at the point spot up top. Good defense here by the Lions. Aiden Blair fires a three. In and out, no good. Rebound there by Caleb McCurry. Going the other way with it. Tally with it up top. He gets it to Lee on the elbow. In the corner now, Pond. Back up top now to Tally. Tally back to Pond. Lee has it, fakes the three, doesn't end up shooting it. Pockets picked up there. Fires for a three there, no good. Pond, Braden Liner on the rebound. Lions lead at 3-0, almost 2 minutes into this one. Jet Liner with it, flashes from the elbow back up top. Pass to Braden Liner at the elbow. He's going to drive, he's going to pass. Brennan Marlin, corner three, good.
There we go. Hopefully that'll get the scoring started for the Wolves right there.
Yep, knots it up at 3:02 into this one. Tally with it. Back to Pond. Pond back to Tally. Tally drives. Tally goes for the shot. It's blocked. He gets it back. Goes for the shot. Pass out to Lee. And Lee loses it out of bounds, but it's going to stay line ball. Good little pickpocket there by Braden Liner.
And we're playing good pressure D here, Blake. And that's what we're going to have to do this whole game.
Yeah, we are. Tally gets it, flashing to the middle. No good on the shot. Rebound there by Blair. Excuse me, Thomas. Braden Liner with it up top. Going to look to drive. Passes back out to Aiden Blair to Jet Liner. Jet Liner passes Aiden Blair. Corner three. No good. In and out again. Ball go out of bounds. And going to be line ball. Still knotted at three. Wilson on the rebound or inbound here. To Tally. Back to Wilson to Tally again. They'll get it across the court. Tally with the drive. Tally with the shot. No good. They're rebounded by the big fella, McCurry. Puts it back. Lions take a 5-3 lead. Brendan Marlin fires a three. No good. Rebound going the other way.
Looks like some substitutions forthcoming for the Wolves.
Looks like Usher and DeLoach going to check in now. Bad shot there by Lee. Good rebound there by Aiden Blair, though.
It was almost tripped up by Lee.
Yeah. Brendan Marlin winning at the elbow, but he'll flex back up top. Brendan Marlin, he's going to drive. He's going to shoot. He's going to miss. Get his own rebound. Put back. Knots it up at five.
Good second chance bucket right
yep.
there.
Brendan Marlin, the lone scorer for the Wolves right now. Defensive struggle halfway through the first. Score knotted up at five. Lee with it. Going to get it to Pond. Pond back to Tally up top. Tally to Wilson. Wilson shoots up. He's fouled. He'll go to the line.
It looks like that's going to be on Landon.
Yep. And.
No, Braden Liner.
Braden Liner will be called for the foul. First one is good. And DeLoach and Usher will check in for Liner and Blair. 6-5 lead for the Lions. Wilson goes back. Second attempt is good. 7-5 lead for the Lions. Jet Liner with it. Bring it up the court. They're looking to trap. And good little pass steal there by Lee. Stolen back immediately by Jet Liner. And it's pickpocketed. But it'll stay with the Wolves.
A great little steal there from Jet.
Mm-hmm.
And he's about as good as a defensive player as he is an offensive player.
That he is. Jet gets it to DeLoach. DeLoach drives, shoots, and it's good. Nice little mid-range pull-up on the free throw line, and he'll knot it back up at seven. When in doubt, feed him and let him
That's
take it
right.
in. Tally with it. We'll get it out to Pond. Pond, no good. Lee with the rebound is back up and good. Nine to seven lead here for the Lions. Usher with a shot, and it is blocked by McCurry there. Just absolutely denied, clean, nothing but ball. It's got the VC side over there excited.
They brought a good crowd.
They have. Inbound here, Jet Liner's going to throw it in. He's going to get it out to Brendan Marlin. Marlin's going to be up top. He's going to get it to Jet Liner. Liner going to look to drive, loses the ball. Ushery gets it. Ushery shoots and hits the floor. No foul. Coming back the other way. Tally with it. Goes for the shot. No good there from Lee. And Ushery with it. Ball's knocked out of bounds. Wolves will keep it.
How do we not get reaching fouls called right there?
I don't know. They're kind of letting things play. Only one foul call or two fouls called thus far. 2:27 to go in the first. The Wolves trail 9-7. With the ball, Jetliner up top. Jetliner's going to get it to Brennan Marlin for three. No good there. And it's going to be a jump ball there between Pond and Ushery. And it's going to be Wolves ball. Ushery gets it in to Marlin. Marlin drives, gets it to Deloach. No good. He gets his own rebound, gets it back out to Jetliner.
And he's fouled.
Yep, Jet's fouled on the floor, so we'll keep possession here.
That'll be on Caden Wilson for his first.
Loach gets it in to Jetliner.
And the other foul.
It's like on Wilson again.
So that's who it'll be on.
Two in a row. Coach might pull him. Yeah, this looks like that's exactly what's going to happen as Logan Denson will check in, the other power forward on the roster. Landon Thomas with the shot. He's fouled. And he'll get a chance to tie things up at the line.
That'll be on number 11. That'll be on Tally.
Hey, Brennan, y'all come here.
That'll be on who, Tally? Thomas, and it's good. Scores 9-8 now. Second shot, no good that time. Almost rebounded by Deloach, but it's going to go the other way. Lions lead it 9-8. Tally with it. Going to get it to McCurry for three. McCurry, no good. Swain will let big man shoot three.
That's right.
Jetliner going the other way now. He's up top looking to set up the offense. Flashing is Brennan Marlin over for the corner three. He's going to drive. He's going to get it back out to Jet. Jet fires a three, and that is no good. Rebound there. Brody Ushery with the putback. 10-9. Wolves lead it. Lee with it. Lee drives. And it's going to be a foul right there on Braden Deloach. Lee on the drive. Lee's going to fire a three. And it's going to be good. Just a sophomore, but man, yeah, he can play. Stole there by Tally. No good. Rebound by Deloach. He gets it back to Jetliner. Lions lead it 12-10. And Tally picks it out of bounds, but Wolves will keep the ball. And Braden Liner will check in, and Braden Deloach will check out. Jetliner will get it in to Braden Liner. Less than a minute to go in the first. Bad pass there from Liner, but he's able to save it. And this time he throws it right into harm's way. Now Lee on the fast break. He's going to go up for the shot, made the shot, and one opportunity now. And he'll go to the line. Jacob, he's definitely their best player and only a sophomore.
And that's Jet second already.
Yep, Lions will go up 14-10 before the shot at the charity stripe. Jet will check out. No good. Landon Thomas on the rebound. He'll get it to Brennan Marlin. Going back the other way. Great pass from Marlin inside to Ushery. That's two free points right there for the Wolves. 14-12 now, lead for the Lions. Tally taking it back the other way, weaving through traffic. Pass to Lee. Lee's going to fire a three. No good there. Rebounded by McCurdy. No good. No good there on the shot from Pond. Going back the other way. Oh, Brendan Marlin, two more. They're tied at 14 with 6 seconds to go. Four, three, two, one. And time expires. Pond throws it up. No good. Your score at the end of the first. Wolves 14, Lions 14. We'll be back after a message from our sponsors.
A new year brings a fresh start, and Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union is here to help you begin 2026 on strong financial footing. Whether your goal is building savings, paying down debt, improving your credit, or planning for what's ahead, Coosa Pines offers tools designed to meet you where you are. From savings accounts and certificates to low-interest loan options, members can move forward with confidence. Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
Looking for cool sports memorabilia or trading cards? Look no further than Another Level Cards in Childersburg. Hi, I'm Maddie, the boss lady.
And I'm Connor, and I can help you in any of your athletic collectibles from any sport.
Austin is also on deck with TCGs.
From jerseys to bobbleheads, helmets to pitchers, score a touchdown with all we have to offer.
Come by 4 8th Avenue Southwest in Childersburg, Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6. Or visit us online at alevelcards.com.
You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Federal Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on RadioAlabamaSports.net. Blake Bagley alongside Jacob Bassett for this senior night here from the Wolves' Den. Lions taking on the Wolves. Sequence there for the Lions is going to be no good on the shot from Denson, but now it's stolen on the way back. Puts up a layup there, number 12, John Perry, no good. And Wolves will retain possession. There's a hold called on Denson there. 14 up. Four unanswered scored by the Wolves to end the first to knock things back up. Braden Liner with it. Drives in to the elbow, steps back, and gets it to Brennan Marlin. Brennan Marlin to the corner to Thomas. Thomas fires a three. It's going to be no good. Wolves get it back. What a shot from Brody Ushery. And it goes in. Wolves lead it by two. And then a shot there from Denson goes in. Ties it up at 16. What a shot from Brody there. Throws it up as you're falling down. What a make. Brennan Marlin with the shot. He goes up. He's fouled. And he'll go to the line to shoot two. And that's another foul on Denson. Yeah. Looks like Tatum will get ready to check in. Another sophomore. Not a single senior on this team as Brennan hits the first one. Tatum and Lee check in for Denson and Pond.
Kevin Tatum.
Yep. Yeah, not Jason. No good on the second one.
That's a foul on Marlin.
Yep. So Brennan Marlin will get one on him there. It'll be coming the other way now. Tally with it. Wolves lead it 17-16. With the drive, Tally with the shot. No good there. Rebounded there by Braden DeLoach. What a rebound. Braden DeLoach with it. He's going to get the pass. Landon Thomas fires the three. Good! Wolves lead it by four now.
Normally, you wouldn't want your big men shooting threes, but every now and then it's fine with me.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Jacob.
That's going to be a moving screen on Braden.
Move. Yep, going to be a push there. Ty Stone will check in.
Yeah, he let us know that he was checking in.
Yeah, he did. Braden Lowe to check out. I believe that's two on him tonight.
Yeah.
Good pick there by Marlin. He gets it to Liner. Liner with the shot. No, he misses the easy layup.
Those are the shots we got to have.
Yep. It's a freebie now going back the other way. Lee gets it to Tally. Tally again looks to drive. He's going to step back. Gets it to Lee. Lee looks like he's going to fire a three. He's going to drive. And blocked by Landon Thomas. And what a deflection by Thomas off a blue jersey, and the Wolves will get it. Leading by four. Stone will inbound it here to Liner. Liner with it. And knocked out of bounds. Wolves are retaining possession. Usher's got the ball. He's going to pass it to Landon Thomas. Landon Thomas looks to pass. Instead, he shoots. Oh, no good. Rebound there by Stone. Stone puts it up. He's just a little too hard on that one.
That'll be
Wow, so good heads-up play there by Usher. We get the jump ball, and the Wolves get the ball. Ty Stone gets it to Ushery. Ushery with the turnaround shot. No good. Landon Thomas rebound. Put back.
Second chance buckets, Blake.
That's right. Wolves lead it 22-16. 5.5 to go before the intermission. This time with it's Perry. Perry looks to shoot. He misses it. And they're going to call it a jump ball. And Lions will retain possession. Liner will check out as Blair checks in.
And Kevin will check out.
Yep. Wide open shot attempt there for Lee. He'll bang that one in every time.
He's got a soft shot.
Yeah, that he does. 22-19 now lead for the Wolves. Ushery gets it to Marlin crossing. And goes out of bounds. It's going to be line ball. Tally with it now. Back to Perry. Perry fires a long three. No good. Air ball there. And it's going to be Wolves ball. Marlin with it on the drive. Dishes it to Thomas. Thomas, elbow three, no good. Going the other way. Nope, good steal there by Brendan Marlin, who has the ball. Drives. Oh, misses the shot. It just rolls out. And there's a travel right there that wasn't called. And, yes, it was called there. Chase Pond rolls with the ball on the floor and is called for a travel. So, I'm not sure what's going on here.
Uh-oh. A bench warning.
Bench warning there on the lines.
Never mind. Hey, check in.
So the Wolves have possession of it. 4:25 to go until the halftime break. Leading by three. Ushery with it. Going to get it to Blair. Blair gets it back to Marlin up top. Marlin, Aiden Blair. Aiden Blair is going to drive. Now it's back out to Marlin. Marlin with the drive, with the shot. Misses, no good. Going the other way now, McCurry. Perry has it. Perry drives, looks for the shot. No good there. Rebound there by Lee. Stone gets it. Stone, cross-court pass to Ushery. Ushree,
and he's fouled.
Is fouled going up for the shot. Good foul there by Pond to save an easy 2 points. Jet Liner and Braden Liner get ready to check in.
That'll be Pond's first.
Yep, his first of the contest. Ushree with the first shot is good. Stands the lead to 4. Brennan Marlin and Ty Stone will check out. Rodney Ushree hits the second one's good. Wolves lead it by 5. Tally with it, gets it to Lee. Lee's going to get the pass. Back out for 3 to Lee. No good, almost makes it on the contested look. Throws the ball in now. McCurry goes up, no good. And it looks like they're going to call Ushree. Yep. That'll be his first foul of the night. McCurry, first shot, no good. .324 to go until the half. Wolves lead it by 5. McCurry, second shot, no good. Rebounded there by Wilson. He gets it back and gets 2 points. Cuts the lead to 3. Wolves lead it 24-21. Braden Liner with it. Braden Liner drives, shoots, banks good. 26-21 lead for the Wolves. Tally brings it up the court. Tally drives. Tally looks. Nope, misses. Rebound there by Thomas. Gets it to Jet Liner. Aiden Blair up top. Gets it to Braden Liner. Oh, to Aiden Blair. Misses a decent pass there across the middle, so it's going the other way. McCurry. Big man steps back and takes a 3.
And he misses.
And he misses, yes. That's not what those guys were designed to do. Ushree. Drive, he's fouled on the shot, and he'll get a chance for 2 at the line. Foul there by Pond, or Wilson again. That's his 3rd. I believe they called that on Wilson. First shot from Ushree's good. Stands the lead to 6. Aiden Blair will check back out. Ushree, second shot, and that one will bounce out. Lee has it, the sharpshooter coming the other way. He's going to drive, he's going to shoot, he's going to make it. 27-23. Looks like there's going to be a full timeout. We'll take one with him. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, Federal Sports Network, from Radio Alabama Sports on RadioAlabamaSports.net.
When cold weather rolls into Alabama, make sure your home is ready with a reliable American Standard heating system from Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling. Sleeping Giant's team of professionals will keep your home warm, efficient, and comfortable all season long. Whether it's a routine tune-up or a complete system upgrade, Sleeping Giant will help you rest easy, knowing your home's in good hands. Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. Online at sleepinggiantair.com.
Turn up your taste buds at La Costa Mexican Restaurant in downtown Sylacauga. The grill's hot and the flavors are bold. From sizzling fajitas and street-style tacos to creamy queso and fresh-made salsa. Bring the family, grab friends, or make it your lunch break. Portions are generous, prices friendly, and the service always welcoming. Step into a colorful, lively atmosphere and leave full and happy. La Costa Mexican Restaurant, downtown Sylacauga spot for real flavor. Stop in and taste the fiesta.
Welcome back to the action here at the Wolves Den. Wolves lead this one by four as Landon Thomas shoots, makes the shot. He's fouled. They had one opportunity. Make that a six-point lead now, waiting the one shot from the free throw line.
That'll be on McCurry.
Wolves with the size advantage tonight, and they're using it to their advantage. Shot's good. Wolves lead at 30-23. Minute 58 to go until the half. Tally with it. Tally drives. Tally loses it and gets it back to Lee. Lee loses it. Jetliner gets it. And it looks like there's a tech called. I'm not sure who on right there.
It's going to be on Lee. Lee turned around and said something to the referee.
And
looking for a foul.
Thomas will make the first one. And he'll make the second one. Or excuse me, I believe he missed the first one.
He did. But we'll keep possession of it.
Yep, Wolves lead it by eight. Now they have the ball. Usher gets it to Braden Liner. Braden Liner with the pass there. Going the other way as is intercepted. Tally with the shot. Makes the two-point bucket.
Bodied his way in there.
Yep. Brennan Marlin fires a three. No good. Rebound going the other way. 31-25 lead for the Wolves. Tally with it. Tally to McCurry to Wilson who shoots and he's fouled there by Brennan Marlin.
That'll be his second.
Yeah, so it looks like Aiden Blair is going to go in for him. Wilson. Two opportunities at the line. Misses the first one. Blair will check in for Marlin. Wilson on the second one. No good there. Rebound there by Ushery. It's going to be a jump ball. Looks like it's going to be Wolves' ball.
A jump ball when we're the same team fighting for it.
Yep.
Goes to the same team. What are the odds?
Yep. Liner with it and gets it to Aiden Blair. Aiden Blair gets it to Jetliner. Jetliner with it. Gets it back to Braden Liner. All while they're up top. 50 seconds to go until the half. Braden Liner. Oh, high pass there to Ushery as Tally gets the steal. Going the other way. He's going to drive. He's going to shoot, and he's going to miss. And a rebound there by Aiden Blair. Going the other way. And Aiden Blair recovers it. Coach Moore calls a timeout. Looks like they called a foul, but Moore got the timeout in before.
You know, we do have the lead right now, Blake. But I'm still seeing those same mistakes we make every week.
Yep.
The passes that don't need to be made, and when we make a pass, it's way over our heads.
Yeah, and a lot of time it looks like even though the guys are in position, they're not expecting the ball. Like, yeah, you got to expect the ball at all times because you never know when you're going to be the open guy that needs to cut to the basket and score.
And, you know, that's lost us some games this year is ill-timed passes like that.
It has.
Where we've had a lead at this point in the game.
The Wolves up 31-25, 30 seconds to go until the half. Liner here on the inbound. So they're having to wipe up the floor over here.
The water on the floor.
Yep. Some water on the floor.
We're the world's worst when it comes to putting water on the floor.
Yep, they even missed a little spot on the top of the L right there, but I guess they'll let it ride. Liner on the inbound. I'm going to get it to Marlin. Marlin with it. Gets it back to Liner. Liner gets it to Jetliner, who's going to be trapped, but he's going to get out of the trap on his own. Gets it to Braden Liner. Braden Liner fires a three. Ah, no good. Going the other way. Tally with the pass intercepted there by Braden Liner, who gets it to Brendan Marlin, who's going to shoot. He's going to miss it. Rebound by Ustry. It's in and good. And so that'll expire time right there as we go to the half. Wolves lead it by 8 points. 33-25. We'll be back with first half analysis here shortly. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Federal Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on RadioAlabamaSports.net.
When cold weather rolls into Alabama, make sure your home is ready with a reliable American Standard heating system from Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling. Sleeping Giant's team of professionals will keep your home warm, efficient, and comfortable all season long. Whether it's a routine tune-up or a complete system upgrade, Sleeping Giant will help you rest easy knowing your home's in good hands. Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. Online at sleepinggiantair.com.
Are you looking for a financial institution that treats you like a partner? At Sycamore Federal Credit Union, you're more than a member. You're a shareholder. Enjoy better rates, personalized service, and a range of financial products, including auto loans, mortgages, and business loans. Whether you're purchasing a home, refinancing, or investing in your business, Sycamore is here to help you achieve your financial goals. Visit them at 18070 Alabama Highway 21 in Talladega, or apply online today. Sycamore Federal Credit Union. Let us cover your financial needs.
Hi, I'm Chad Jones, President and CEO of First Bank of Alabama. At First Bank of Alabama, we believe in building brighter futures for our customers and communities. Whether you're saving for your child's education, planning for retirement, or starting a business, we're here to help you reach your goals. Let us be your partner on the path to success. First Bank of Alabama, where you are first. Online at fbal.bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Gear up for a flavor victory at Wharf Casual Seafood. Whether you're craving seafood classics like shrimp or crab claws, or wanting to tackle a juicy burger or crisp salad, we've got your winning play. Dine in with us or grab a meal to go and find out why every bite is a win at Wharf Casual Seafood. Check out our menu at wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
At Omnia, innovation and sustainability go hand in hand. As a global leader in calcium carbonate production and specialty chemical distribution, Omnia helps make everyday products stronger, cleaner, and better for the world around us. From paper and plastics to construction and beyond, their work supports progress that lasts. Omnia is proud to support growth that respects the earth and strengthens communities. Good luck to all area athletes this season.
When it comes to your health, you deserve the very best. At Coosa Valley MRI in Sylacauga, we combine the latest MRI technology with a caring, compassionate staff that puts you first. Our patients love the comfortable setting, fast appointments, and accurate results their doctors can count on. With convenient hours Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., we're here when you need us. Coosa Valley MRI, where comfort, clarity, and care come together.
Is chronic pain slowing you down? At Broadway Spinal Care, we offer shockwave therapy to target pain right at the source. This treatment helps break down scar tissue, improve circulation, and reduce inflammation. It's fast, non-invasive, and proven to help with stubborn issues like tendonitis, plantar fasciitis, and joint pain. Call Broadway Spinal Care today at 256-861-8546 to find out if shockwave therapy is right for you.
Headed to the big game this weekend? Make Allen Brew Markets your first stop. Grab an ice cold drink, fresh snacks, and top off your tank before you hit the road. With quick service and everything you need in one place, we make game days easy. Wherever the road takes you, start with Allen Brew Markets, fueling fans all season long. That's being all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah. Allen Brew Markets.
Ready to refresh your closet? Head the fair to Midland in downtown Childersburg. From Judy Blue and Can-Can jeans to men's styles and baby clothes, you'll find something for the whole family. They're open Monday through Friday from 10 to 6 and Saturdays from 9 to 2. Can't make it in? No problem. Shop anytime at ftmgifts.com. That's ftmgifts.com. Fair to Midland in downtown Childersburg, your local spot for style.
At First Bank of Alabama, we recognize that your busy life doesn't always have time to dedicate to banking decisions. That's why we have made it easier for you to do banking with a local Alabama community bank. Founded over 176 years ago, covering six counties with 13 locations, online, mobile, and ATM banking throughout East Central Alabama, we have the products, services, and people to help tailor your financial needs. First Bank of Alabama, where you are first. Online at fbal.bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Have you been in a car accident? That soreness and stiffness can set in fast. At Broadway Spinal Care, we work with all major motor vehicle insurance providers, and in many cases, your care may cost you nothing out of pocket. Our goal is to help you heal quickly so you can get back to feeling like yourself again. Call Broadway Spinal Care today at 256-861-8546 to schedule your appointment and start your road to recovery.
Is the RA Digital Halftime Show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
Welcome in to the Wolves Den. Blake Bagley alongside Jacob Bassett. This is the RA Digital Halftime Report. Wolves finish strong there in the second period, take an 8-point lead into the half at 33-25. Nobody's in foul trouble yet. Got a few guys with two. Nobody with three, and a great ball movement there by the Wolves thus far. They're taking advantage of the size down low. They've made their free throws, and they've made and-one opportunities. All in all, great first half effort, but they just got to clean up some turnovers.
Yeah, and it goes to those passes that we talked about. You know, we have wide open guys. You're throwing the ball 10 miles over their head. You've got to put the ball in the chest, let them catch it, and give us a chance.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And if you're the Lions right now, you've got to start hitting some of your shots inside. You're getting down low, and you're getting opportunities, but you're missing easy layups, and that's one of the reasons you find yourself trailing by eight.
Yeah, and a big part of their offense is Mason Lee. You know, he's automatic from beyond the arc, so you're going to have to find an answer for him to – force him into making bad shots.
Yeah, that you are. All in all, though, for the Wolves, it was a good first half. Just got to clean up turnovers and continue to work the ball down low. And I would say start out strong. Don't let them back into this game. Start out strong, snuff them out, and come out of here with a win on senior night.
And our bench is also, you know, contributing a lot in this one. So we have a pretty good bench tonight. And we're looking forward to seeing some other guys come out and play.
Yeah, we got a lot of bench points tonight. And just all-around smart play from everybody. Like I said, ball movement's great, and a lot of guys are scoring, especially our guys down low. A lot of second-chance opportunities, and we have the size advantage. We need to use it.
And somebody who I like to see come off the bench, and he can hit threes. He did it last week, came off the bench, hit three straight, and that was Brody Whitley. So we need to get him off the bench.
Yeah, we need to get him off the bench and him playing, and crowd or the student section always goes wild once he hits a couple.
And the student section, giving the Lions fits in that first half too.
Yeah, that they did. So when they swap and they're back down on this end of the court, they were definitely giving them fits, and they were in their head a little bit. So we need more of that if you're the Wolves. And the boys will travel Friday to Notasulga. Is that right, Jacob?
And the girls will be here Thursday. Tip off around 7-ish. We'll be on the call for that one.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be on the call Friday as well.
Yep, so we'll be on the call Thursday and the call Friday. And so we're looking forward to those matchups. 30 seconds to go in second. Looks like it's going to run on off. And we'll have a different lineup out there right now. Usriel actually come back in after the half, even though he did not start the game.
And I see Mason Lee is back out there. You know, he kind of had to sit down after that technical foul.
Yep, that he did. Tally with it as the Lions will start it out with the ball. Tally, he's going to drive. He's going to look to shoot. He's going to fire. It's going to be no good. Rebounded there by Thomas. You know, that's what I was talking about for the Lions. Those are shots you've got to make. Braden Liner gets it to Landon Thomas. Landon Thomas to Brendan Marlin in the corner. To the elbow to Thomas. Back in the corner to Marlin. Back up top to Liner. Liner drives. He gets it to Ushery. Ushery's fouled. Shoots. Missed. He'll get two shots at the line.
That'll be on McCurry again.
That'll be his second. First shot at the line from Ushery is no good. Second shot is good this time. And it looks like Landon Thomas falls there on Wilson. Wolves lead it by 9. Tally with it. Tally gets it to Pond. Pond dishes it down low to McCurry. Now Pond for 3. No good. Rebound there by Thomas. And Thomas gets it to Liner. Liner with it. Gets it to Brennan Marlin. Fires a corner. 3. Good.
Keeps the scoring going.
Yep. That extends it to 12. Wolves lead it by 12 now. 6:55 to go here in the third as we've just started things in the second half. Pond with it. Gets it to Lee. Lee with it. Shoots it. No good there on the shot. Rebounded by Blair. Goes out of bounds. Wilson touched it last. White ball. Coming this in the way now. Braden Liner has it. Gets it to Marlin. Marlin to Landon Thomas. Landon Thomas fires corner 3. No good.
Oh, they're going to give it to the Lions there.
Yeah, Landon tried to save it and couldn't, so it'll be line ball. Wilson gets it into Tally. Wolves still lead at 37-25. Pick pocketed. Liner saves it. Inbounds. Gets it out to Aiden Blair. Aiden Blair fired. Elbow three, no good. Rebound there by Ushery. Puts it up, no good. Tally's got it going the other way now. No good on the shot there. McCurry shoots it back up, and he's fouled. Can't tell who that one was on.
Aiden Blair.
Yep, that one will be on Aiden Blair. And so now McCurry will go to the line to shoot two. Misses the first, in and out.
Hey, let's go. Right here, let's go.
Second one, good. It's going to be a timeout there by the Lions. We'll keep it here. So they give up 1 point there after the foul. Wolves lead it by 11.
30-second timeout.
Yeah, you kept them at bay. You hadn't let them get any momentum. You actually extended your lead. So I would say, I mean, so far, 2 minutes into this one, you're doing whatever what you'd want if you're the Wolves.
But this is not comfortable territory. You can't get too comfortable here.
No.
You've got to play the next 13 and minutes of 50 seconds the same way you played the start of the second half.
But you also
half.
Can't get too aggressive either.
You can't start committing those senseless fouls. And, you know, keep doing what you're doing the rest of the way.
Yep, don't overthink the room. So Wolves have it. It looks like they're going to go to a full court press. Aiden Blair will get it in to Brennan Marlin. Brennan Marlin will get it across the court. He'll get it to Ushery. Ushery's going to drive. He's going to have the ball knocked from him. It looks like they're going to call a charge there on Ushery. He's going to go the other way now. Wilson to get it into Tally.
Get on!
5:30 to go in the third period. 37-26, Wolves lead. Pond for three. Nails it. Cuts the lead down to eight. Aiden Blair gets it to Brennan Marlin. Brennan Marlin with it. Gets it across the court. Pass. Ushery going to fire a three, and I'm sure Coach did not want that. Braden Liner saves it, though, and gets the ball back. Gets it to Landon. Landon down low, shoots, fires, good. Lead back to 10. I'm sure Coach don't want Ushery standing out there taking threes. Lee with it, passes it. Wilson for three. Wilson no good that time. Rebound there by Braden Liner. Gets it across the court. Going to get it to Brennan Marlin. Marlin gets it to Aiden Blair. Gets it to Landon Thomas. He gets it to Ushery. Ushery takes another three. Oh.
Shooting them too low.
And here, Coach Moore, he said, enough of that. Can't be having that.
There's a reason they're leaving it wide open.
Yeah. And Wilson's fouled there by Landon Thomas. So that's his first.
Yeah.
Hey, is that two on him?
Way to play smart. Halfway through the third, we'll still with that 10-point lead as Jetliner and Braden Deloach get ready to check in. Misses the first shot as Wilson. And Ushery and Blair will check out. Wilson makes the second one. Wolves lead it by 9 still. Loach gets it in to Marlin. Marlin with it. Gets it across the court. Good screen there by Liner. Marlin loses it. Going the other way now. Wilson with it. Gets it to Pond. Pond with it. Gets it to Tally. Tally to Lee. Lee shoots a high three. McCurry with the easy putback as there was nobody there to contest that one. Wolves lead now cut to 7. Braden DeLoach with the shot. No good. Gets his own rebound. Goes back up. No good again. Jet Liner with the rebound this time. Jet has the open shot. Doesn't take it. Brennan Marlin. Oh, tries behind the back pass, but it's a kickball there on the line.
So it'll stay with us.
Yep. Bad series of events there for the Wolves. Need to slow things down. Yeah. You let them nip into that lead. Only up by 7 now. Brennan Marlin fires a 3. Good. Lead back to 10. Three minutes to go in the third. Wolves lead it 42-32. Wilson with it. Gets it back to Tally. Over to Lee. Lee bangs a 3. It's good. And shot's good, but Pond's going to get called for a push. His second. Jetliner with it. He's going to get it to Braden DeLoach. Braden DeLoach with the drive, with the shot. Good. 2 points. Lead back up to 9. Lee's going to be fouled there by Braden DeLoach.
That's 2 on him.
Yep.
Squeeze the middle. Eyes up. Corner.
Tally. Gets it Pond. Pond shoots 3. No good. Rebound there by Jet Liner.
He's head checking.
Jet Liner somehow gets out of a 2-man trap. Gets it to Braden DeLoach. Braden DeLoach drives, loses it, falls down. Braden Liner gets it back.
Timeout.
Coach Moore tries for the timeout. Can't get it.
And a foul called on DeLoach there.
Are we in the bonus?
I don't know.
I guess we are. I didn't think we had seen that many fouls. Tally hits the first one as Usriel now check in for Braden DeLoach. Tally with the second one's good. Wolves lead it by 7. Brennan Marlin with it, and he's going to be fouled there by Lee.
And that'll be his first. No, that should be his second.
Yeah, because of technical.
Yeah.
.141 to go in the third. Wolves lead it 44-37. Liner gets it to Marlin. Marlin with it. He's going to drive. He's going to shoot. And he's... looked like a foul, but he's actually called for a charge. Didn't look like the defender had his feet set. So it'll be going... line ball now. Lee fires three. No good. Well off the mark. Unusual for him. Braden Liner with it. Gets it across the court. Going to get the pass. Brody Ushery. Ushery fires. Jump shot's good. So Wolves go up 46-37, and there's discrepancy on the book over here. Gonna be the line ball. Minute to go in the third. Wilson now on the inbound, gets it to Tally. Bulls lead it by nine. Tally gets it to Pond. Pond's going to drive. He's going to shoot. No good there. Rebounded by Braden Liner. And Braden Liner's fouled. Lee. That'll be his third. Jet Liner with it. Gets it to Braden Liner. Braden Liner working against Tally here. He's going to get it across the court. He loses the ball. Going to be line ball now. Just mishandling the ball right there.
Mistakes.
Can't have it. Going back the other way. Tally. This is to Wilson. Back to Tally. Lee with it. Lee working against Liner. Lee.
Let's go! Let's go!
3 seconds.
Yep. Offensive 3 seconds going to be called. Going the other way now. Liner gets it to Jet Liner. And Jet Liner's fouled there by Lee. That's number four on him.
Yeah.
And little blue on blue crime there. And McCurry gets on to his teammate. Tells him to get over there and shut his mouth. You know, that's teammate accountability, though. That's what you got to have out there. You know, you got – that's how you know somebody's a well-coached team and they want to win when you got another player calling his own player out and telling him to calm down.
What if he was the one that coach called the timeout for back there in football season? And he said, remember what happened to me?
Yep.
Never seen a coach call a timeout to fuss at a kid.
No, me neither.
But Coach Griff is old school like that.
Yeah, he is. He is old school.
Liner misses the first one.
Misses the second one. And rebounded there by McCurry. McCurry gets it to Tally.
No shot!
Tally drives. And it's going to be a kickball there off of Jet Liner. Tally with it. Jet Liner's working on it. Perry with it. Perry shoots it up. No good. That'll bring us into the fourth with the Wolves leading 46-37. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fettville Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on RadioAlabamaSports.net.
A
new year brings a fresh start, and Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union is here to help you begin 2026 on strong financial footing. Whether your goal is building savings, paying down debt, improving your credit, or planning for what's ahead, Coosa Pines offers tools designed to meet you where you are. From savings accounts and certificates to low-interest loan options, members can move forward with confidence. Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
Looking for more room to grow? Atkinson Homes on Highway 280 in Childersburg has just what you need. Whether it's a two-bedroom starter or a spacious four-bedroom layout, their Clayton, Sunshine, and Cavalier homes offer comfort, quality, and smart design. With flexible financing like FHA, VA, and land home options, they make it easy to get moving. And yes, warranties and new appliances are part of the deal. Start browsing today at AtkinsonHomes.net. Atkinson Homes is a proud supporter of Childersburg, B.B. Comer, and Fayetteville Athletics.
Welcome back to the action here at the Wolves Den. Wolves lead at 46-37 here at the start of this fourth period of action. Brennan Marlin has the ball now. He's going to look to drive. He's going to step back out as Tally's on him. Passes it to Jet Liner on the other end at the corner. Gets it to Braden DeLoach, who'll lose it. And then fouls Perry immediately afterwards. And that's going to be four on him, ain't it, Jacob? So DeLoach will check out. Landon Thomas will check back in. And Wilson on the inbound to Tally. With the drive shot, no good. Rebounded there by Aiden Blair, but it's going to be a jump ball, and it's going to stay the way of the lines there. Tally gets it to McCurry. McCurry shoots it, and soft hands right over, up and over. Wolves now lead by seven. Jetliner with it. Jet gets it out to Brennan Marlin. Marlin shoots a long three, air ball, no good, out of bounds. And that's the kind of stuff you can't do,
yep,
Jacob.
Not with a lead in the fourth quarter.
He isn't. He, in fact, is not Steph Curry. We have checked. And so those kind of shots are unacceptable, and Coach Moore's letting him know it too. And Landon Thomas on the steal there on the drive by Tally, and then Tally shoots it and gets it in. Wolves lead now cut to five. 46-41 here for the Wolves, and Coach Moore might ought to start thinking about taking a timeout.
Yeah. Settle them down a little bit.
Yep. And a kickball there on Perry. Stay the way of the Wolves. Aiden Blair will get it in now. Jetliner gets it to Ushery. Ushery to Landon Thomas. Landon Thomas fires a three. No good. Air ball there. Brennan Marlin tries to save it, but they say it goes out. And Coach Moore does burn a timeout. Jacob, they've got to settle things in, man. They don't let this lead evaporate down to five. Lions have the ball, 6:27 to go. They have got to get a hold of things.
And we've seen this before. It's the same story, different game.
Yep.
Where we can build a big lead, and once we get that big lead, it's the mental mistakes just start snowballing.
Yep. Each and every time. And then you got DeLoach, who's a pretty electric scorer. He's in foul trouble.
He's been a very critical part of this offense tonight.
Yeah, that he has. Other than him, though, fortunately, no one else in foul trouble. But we've got to get the offense going here, Jake.
Yeah. It's still huge for the Lions. Mason Lee, late in the fourth quarter, is on the bench.
Yep.
Because he has four fouls.
Yep, he's got four. Tally with it. Tally keeps it. It'll get past the first layer of the defense. Get it. Three. Perry. No good. Rebound there by Thomas. Thomas gets it to Jetliner. 6 minutes to go in the game. Wolves lead it by five as Braden Liner gets ready to check in. Bad shot there by Usher. No good. Braden DeLoach getting ready to check back in. And good shot there by, look like, Tally on the shot. Cuts the lead down to three. Wolves did have a 12-point lead earlier. Now it's evaporated down to three. Jetliner gets it to Brennan Marlin, and it's going to be a backcourt. And Braden Liner and Braden DeLoach will check in. It'll stay Wolves ball. I don't know. They think there was a backcourt right there.
And then the other referee said he didn't step. But here comes the pressure from the Lions.
Yep.
You'll probably see this the rest of the way.
Mm-hmm. It's worked thus far. And out of bounds on us right there, Jacob.
Yeah.
Hit my feet. Jet on the rebound, right, or in the, on the inbound. Can't get over. Going the other way now. Perry, shot's good. Cuts the lead to one. 5 minutes to go in the game. Wolves lead it by one. Holding on to that lead right now. Brennan Marlin with the drive. He's fouled. Shot's no good. And he'll get a chance. Oh, no, they're going to call it on the floor.
Yeah.
Quail signals it's going to be on the floor, so.
Yeah, that'll be on Tally.
Yep. That's on his second of the game. And that's going to be Braden DeLoach on the inbound. Braden DeLoach gets it out to Brennan Marlin up top, who gets it to DeLoach. DeLoach, oh, too much there on the glass. No good. Had a wide open shot. Just thought about it a little too much. Sometimes you can be too open. Perry fires, long three, no good. They're rebounded by Tally, and timeout's going to be called by the Lions. We'll keep it here. Jacob, just an epic collapse here in the last few minutes for the Wolves. 4.5 minutes to go in the game. Lions got the ball, and you've let a 12-point, what was a 12-point lead, evaporate down to one.
One. And we've seen this before. It happens every game.
Yep. And they've done it without their best player.
Yeah. And we're playing too fast on offense. We need to settle down, find a rhythm, and play in that rhythm. But when you get too fast, Blake, you make mistakes.
You do.
And that's what's evaporated this lead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we made too many mistakes, and that's what cut it down. We had a comfortable lead, and you can't blow leads like this at home. Just can't do it. Pond on the inbound, and get it to Tally. McCurry with the screen. Tally drives, gets it to Pond. Pond with the pass out to Wilson.
Watch middle.
Gets it to Perry. Gets it to Wilson. Wilson shots good. Lions now take the lead, 47-46. Ushery with it, and he's fouled.
They called it an offensive foul.
They called that a charge
on Brody.
Wow, that was pretty bad right there.
31.
That was a pretty bad call.
Yeah.
Landon, what's baseline?
Curry with the shot. Good. They extend their lead to 3 points now. Thomas with it. And knocked out of bounds right there. Wolves will keep it. 3:41 to go in the game. 49-46 lead for the Lions. Liner gets it out to Marlin. Marlin fires a long three, no good. Rebounded there by Thomas. Puts it back, good. 49-48 now. Lead is one for the Lions. Cross court pass to Perry. Perry gets it. Oh, stolen there by Landon Thomas. Marlin bringing it the other way. Marlin with it. Gets it to Landon Thomas. Landon Thomas fires a three. No good. Rebounded by Pond. Tally's got it. Going the other way. Ball goes out of bounds, but it'll stay the line ball. One-point lead for the Lions. 2:53 to go. Tally's got it. Jetliner's on him. Wilson now is going to drive. Wilson turns around, gets it back out to Tally, who gets it to Perry. Perry to Wilson. Wilson to Pond. Pond to Wilson. Wilson looks to do something. He loses it. Now Tally has it. Tally gets it to Perry. Perry with the pass, and it's going to roll out of bounds, and it's going to be Wolves ball. Braden DeLoach will check in for Braden Liner. Jetliner with it. Gets it to Brennan Marlin. Brennan Marlin with a screen there from Ushery. Marlin shoots, no good. Goes for the rebound, and he's fouled.
Well, that'll be on Perry. That'll be his first foul.
Wow. First foul of the game for Perry. And Marlin will get a chance to shoot two here at the line. First one, good. Ties it up at 49. Big one right here.
Yeah.
2:04 to go. Second one's no good. And it's rebounded there by Marlin. Puts back, no good. Landon Thomas with it, good. With a putback, it's good. Wolves lead by two. Tally with it. Gets it to McCurry. McCurry loses it. Braden DeLoach with it. Now he loses it. Perry with it. He loses it, and he steps out of bounds. Wolves ball. Brennan Marlin with it now. Gets it to Brody Ushery. Brody Ushery's going to drive. Puts it up. It's good. Wolves back up by four. 53-49.
That's a travel. That's a travel.
And Tally gets called for a travel right there as he falls down with the ball.
This house has come alive, boy.
Yes, it has. The student section, you can't hear anything in here. Braden DeLoach with it. Gets it into Marlin. Wolves up by four, 1:26 to go. And Coach Moore calls a full timeout. We'll keep it here. Wow. Jacob, you lead it by as much as 12 in the second half. You let the lead evaporate to the point where you get down by three, I believe it was.
Yeah.
Then you regain the lead by four, all within a series of the fourth.
This is where you need to throw the mistakes out the window.
Yeah.
You cannot make mistakes for the next 1 minute and 24 seconds.
No, you can't. And right here, if you can score, you can almost put it out of reach. Because they're going to have to start fouling you here in a minute.
And now you got the whole house behind you. They're going to be loud, and that's going to frustrate these Lions.
And Lee's still on the bench.
That's what I was looking at. And he's the one you need out there.
Yeah.
I mean, he's like,
they have mounted
on ice, but still.
I mean, they've mounted a comeback without him, though.
Yeah.
Liner gets it into Marlin. Marlin gets it back to Liner. Liner to Liner. Brendan Marlin now with it. Pawns on Marlin. Marlin gets it to Ushery. He'll get it back to Marlin. He'll get it to Braden Liner. He'll get it back to Jet Liner. 1 minute to go. Brendan Marlin with it. Wolves up by four. 54 seconds now. Landon Thomas with it. Landon Thomas turns around. Cross court pass to Brendan Marlin, who is able to save it from a backcourt. Gets it back to Landon Thomas out to Jet Liner now with 39 seconds to go. 35 seconds to go, and Wilson has to foul Marlin on purpose. Too much time running off the clock right there.
And that was on Wilson, his third.
Yep. And now inbound it here. It won't be two shots. Usher will inbound the ball now. Gets it to Jet Liner. And Jet will get it across the court where he's fouled now. That time by Perry. His second of the contest. Usher on the inbound, 30 seconds to go. We're getting all the action right now, Jacob.
Oh, yeah.
Brendan Marlin with it. And he's fouled there by
Pawns.
That's
Pawns. Shooting two now.
Pawns third of the contest. Marlin. Shot's good. Wolves back up by five. Aiden Blair will check in for Jet Liner. Marlin. Shot. No good on the second one. Going back the other way. Perry with it. Perry gets it over to the corner. Wilson, no good on the shot. And rebounded there by Ushery. It's going to be Wolves ball, looks like.
It's going to be two shots.
Two shots. Okay, he was fouled. I thought it was a jump ball.
That is on a pawn.
Be number four on him. Ushery misses the first. Denson will check in for Pond. And no good on the second one. 13 seconds to go. Wolves up 54-49. Tally's got it. Tally's going to drive. He's going to shoot. It's going to be no good this time. And rebounded there by McCurry. He'll get it in and timeout call there by the Lions as they trail by three. 54-51, 4.3 seconds to go. If you're the Wolves right here, just get the ball inbound and make them foul.
Yeah.
That's all you got to do.
It's an exciting game.
Yeah, it's been a heck of a game. What a way to end the season, the regular season here at home.
And still, Lee is on the bench. And down three, if you get a steal off the inbound, that's who you want.
Yep. That's exactly who I would want. Landon Thomas foul. So he'll go shoot two on the other end.
Well, that'll be on Perry.
So all he's got to do is make one of these and it's over.
Yes. There it is.
Bang. And Tucker Thomas will get to check in so he can say that he gets to go into a game
That's
one
right.
time with his brother. And Tucker Thomas for 2.7 seconds will say he got to play with his brother. Boom. Landon fires the second one home, 56-51. Perry with it. He'll drive. He'll shoot. And our final here from the Wolves Den. Wolves hang on to win it, 56-51. Jacob, what a game.
Wow. Wow.
That's one of our best games we've called this year.
The mistakes almost costed us, but, man, we found a way to pull it off at the end
yep.
there. Made them foul. They found one of our best free throw shooters to put
yep.
it to bed.
And at the end of the day, man, the Wolves were just too much for the Lions and came right down to the wire. And, you know, what an effort from the Lions, though. And they hung in there. They ended up taking it down to the wire and almost came from behind
yeah.
and erased a 12-point deficit on the road.
And then they actually erased it completely, got a lead, and then we erased that lead.
Yep.
And here we are.
Yeah, that we did. So Wolves end up winning this one 56-51. We'll be back with the call on Thursday night as the girls get set to play.
Not a Soga.
Then
yeah.
they host them, correct,
yes.
here?
Yes.
So our girls were the one seed, then I take it, and they'll host
yeah.
Not a Soga, the four seed. So tip off probably around 6:30 to 7.
I think it's Not a Soga. Hold on. Let me double check. I got it right here.
I think tip off will be right around 7 p.m.
Verbena.
Okay, Wolves will host Verbena. Tip-off will be right around 7 p.m., and we'll be here for that one. And Wolves get the win 56-51 to end the season on a good note.
Well, it's time to go, Blake.
Yep, that it is. So long here from the Wolves Den. Wolves get out of here with a 56-51 lead, win over the Lions. That's all she wrote.